PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Kids, listen for the words malicious and thesaurus. Just another ordinary day at the local copy shop. People making copies, villains being re-entered into society, and copy shop managers being way nicer than necessary.
Oh, thanks.
It's not really a compliment.
When I heard you were released from jail, I was hoping you'd come back here for another chance. Who doesn't deserve second chances, or even third chances, right? In a way, Beatrice, I feel responsible for the whole thing. We should have been communicating better. That's my job.
Thanks, Dave. I love it here. I miss these copiers. A lot.
Uh-huh. Oh, I need to get to the bottom of that goofed up three-hole punch order.
Giving me a second chance? I should be giving you a second chance. No one is as good to these copiers as me.
You're my number one. Yes, you are.
Hi there. I absolutely love Word Girl, and I need to make my favorite small picture of her into my favorite big picture of her.
Okay, sir. You need an enlargement.
Yes, and I need it done really fast.
Sure.
I want a big picture of Word Girl.
He should be asking for enlargements of my picture. What is so special about Word Girl? She's plain, dull, and worst of all, boring.
Hey, I need you to make my sign a banner.
I heart Word Girl. Great sign. I guess everybody loves Word Girl, huh? And that cute little seal, Captain Huggy Face. Oh.
Man, I wish this place could make a real live copy of Word Girl. Well, as long as her copy wasn't some kind of evil, malicious Word Girl. But that's ridiculous. Who would possibly do something like that?
No one. That's who.
So, they love, adore, and really like Word Girl, do they? They wouldn't if she did something so awful and evil that it was malicious. Okay, evil, malicious Word Girl, go rob this city blind, perform thievery, and while you're at it, steal something!
Meanwhile, across town, Becky Botsford, a.k.a. Word Girl, enjoys a quiet afternoon with her best friend Violet, unaware that a malicious Word Girl copy is about to create chaos.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, nothing.
I didn't say anything, Becky.
Nice job, Violet.
Thank you. You're doing a nice job on that,
That pile of mud is much better than the one you drew last week.
I interrupt your cartoons and afternoon snack to bring you a story so shocking I wouldn't believe it unless I saw it with my own eyes.
I'm here at the city library, and behind me is Word Girl.
Check it out! Word Girl's on TV!
How is that possible?
Okay, see this box with the screen on it? There's this other thing called a video camera, and it's...
What's she doing? It looks... wrong.
That's right. Former superhero Word Girl appears to be robbing the city library of all its thesaurus, says... thesauri. More than one thesaurus.
Hey, can we cut that and do that again? I messed up.
No, we're live, sir.
Oh, I was only joking.
I am Word Girl, girl of words. I am stealing because I am bad, evil, and malicious. I'm going to steal, rob, and thieve all of the city's thesauruses.
happening?
That's because that isn't Word Girl.
What are you talking about, Becky? TV doesn't lie.
I mean, it can't be. Did you hear the way she was talking? Bad, evil, malicious? The real Word Girl would never be so redundant.
And there you have it. Word Girl herself admitting she has turned to a life of crime. And in this humble reporter's opinion, I think the only thing we can do now is stop liking Word Girl. I'm Tony Brunetti, outside the library.
That's not fair. Why should everyone stop liking me? I mean, me hero. My hero, Word Girl, who I am not.
I wonder if this new malicious Word Girl plans on stealing the special edition thesaurus that they keep at school. I hope not, because I use it to write all of my poetry.
Of course! Lady Redundant Woman must be behind this. I have to go to, the paint store. We're out of brown.
Nice pile of mud, Becky!
Word Girl and isn't suspicious at all. We should probably stick to being Becky and Bob for now. All right, I think I know how we can fix this mess. Here's the plan. I know there's no reason to whisper, but it makes the plan way more mysterious, doesn't it?
This is the best book I've ever read. It's the finest book out there. The greatest book ever made. Malicious copy, Word Girl. Get me the last thesaurus, so I have all the thesauruses! Thesauri says thesaurus in the city!
Yes, Lady Redundant Woman. It is a pleasure, a joy, a pure delight to serve you. Hi, hello, greetings, Dave.
Oh, hey, Word Girl.
There she is, the malicious copy of Word Girl. And she's stealing the school's thesaurus. There's no one in sight. Word!
Hey, it's Word Girl, the criminal.
So you're here to steal some more stuff?
We don't like you anymore.
Yes, you do. That other Word Girl doing bad stuff is a fake. A copy? You know, not real?
Whatever, we don't like you anymore.
Fine, I'll prove it. Wait here. Oh, that's embarrassing.
I won't tell anyone.
Thanks.
I am Word Girl, Girl of Words. I will beat you and defeat you and win.
I'm Girl of Words. Word Girl. And stop being redundant. It's so annoying.
No, you're annoying, irritating, and aggravating, exasperating, frustrating, needling, and
oh, no wonder everyone turned on me. It's time to clear my name.
I am Word Girl.
No, you're not. And I can prove it. Right about now. Hey.
Oh, yeah. The clock's running 5 minutes fast. Sorry about that.
Okay. I guess we'll just have to wait. Do-de-do,
hum, hum. Do-do-do-do, humming, humming.
Okay, now I'll prove I'm the real Word Girl. Right about now!
Hey, wait! No.
I knew what malicious was. What is malicious?
Oh, my pleasure. It means mean or wicked. Someone who's malicious wants to do bad things, like steal the school's thesaurus.
All right, Word Girl. If you're really not malicious, then tell us what happened to all of the library's thesaurus.
It's thesauruses. More than one thesaurus would be pronounced thesauruses.
Thesauruses. Wow, who knew?
Word Girl, that's who.
Come with me. I'll show you where they are. Stop right there, Lady Redundant Woman. Looks like you're out of copies, huh? That's because Captain Huggy Face removed your malicious copy-making ink cartridge. Which means your evil copying days are over.
No! Yet! Never!
Hey, it looks like you'll need a fourth chance, huh, Beatrice? Hey, when you get out, come and see me. Got an idea? Why don't we print out a couple thousand We're Sorry Word Girl posters? Free of charge.
Hooray! I love posters!
And so Word Girl once again foils the malicious plans of Lady Redundant Woman, and also defeats her and stops her. Sorry about that. It's kind of fun. And pleasing. Oh, sorry. The thesauruses are back in the hands of their rightful owners, and all is as it should be for now. Join us next time for another thrill-packed episode of Word Girl, Word Girl, Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is crestfallen. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
I just forgot the definition.
Tommy!
A crestfallen is a battle that you lose.
No, that's not it.
Emily, do you know what crestfallen means?
Everyone seems so upset in the clips. I think crestfallen must mean sad and disappointed.
That's it. I knew it. I'm so...
crestfallen?
Congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl broom. Perfect for cleaning up the garage.
A broom? I thought it'd be an orangutan or a giant rainbow catcher. I'm really crestfallen.
I'm sorry, Emily. What if I threw in a dustpan?
Better, I guess.
That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girls!
Listen for the words contestant and permission.
One sunshiny day at the Botsfords.
Hi, Mom, what you...
Shh. Sorry, hon. It's just that this brand new game show is about to start. It's called...
Answer all my questions and win stuff. I'm your host, Seymour Orlando Smooth. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the game show where the contestant is you. If you received an answer sheet in the mail last week, pull it out right now.
Okay.
All righty, then, here we go. Please neatly print the answer to each question in the appropriately numbered box. Question one. What is a word beginning with the letter P that means agree to allow? For example, a parent signs her child's slip to go on a field trip. Okay, I'm just waiting for permission to go on to the next questions.
Is answer number one permission?
Yeah, I think so.
All right! Chalk one up for the B team!
Question number two. What is my name? Now take your time. I, Seymour Orlando Smooth, will wait before I ask you the next question.
Oh, his name is Seymour Orlando Smooth!
But he just...
Question number three. What is a word beginning with the letter W that means to remove money from a bank account? Oh, my, look at the time. I hope I have a chance to get to the bank before they close. You know, I really need to withdraw some money from my account. Ahem.
Oh,
Okay. I think there's something fishy.
Done!
Now, when you finish, just print and sign your name on the bottom of your worksheet and bring it right on down to the TV station. Any contestant who answers all the questions correctly will win a fabulous prize and have a chance to spin the wheel of wonderful stuff!
Sounds so wonderful.
Yes, wonderful.
Later, at the City TV studio...
Hello, here's my answer sheet. Congratulations, fine sir. Let me tell you what you've won. First, a lifetime supply of air.
Ooh, I love air.
It's not just for breathing anymore.
What else is it good for?
You've also won the home version of me. That's right. Now you can play Answer All My Questions and win stuff right from the comfort of your very own home.
Wow, thanks. It's really creepy.
Right. Get lost.
But I...
Next.
Here you go.
Congratulations, madam. Let me tell you what you've won.
Wow. Look at all these people who also filled out answer sheets for the game show and are hoping to win a prize. I know there's a shorter way to say that.
Yeah, it's contestants, Mom. People who participate in a contest or game show are called contestants.
Right. I wonder who's going to get a chance to spin the wheel of wonderful stuff.
Do you believe it? I won this creepy puppet and a lifetime supply of air.
Me too.
Oh, I feel dizzy and lightheaded.
Me too.
Lifetime supply of air? That's ridiculous. There's definitely something suspicious going on. Mom, Bob and I have never been to a TV studio before, and gosh, gee, it's so exciting. Can we please take the tour?
All right, you have my permission.
Gosh, gee, thanks, Mom! Now start looking around, quietly.
Meanwhile, back online...
Well, looks like I'm the last contestant.
Indeed. Well, then looks like I'm off to the bank.
What?
Nothing. Congratulations, madam. Let me tell you what you've won.
So has anyone won the chance to win the Wheel of Wonderful Stuff?
No. But congratulations, madam. Let me tell you what you've won.
Oh, my goodness! This has never happened to me before!
Okay, what has never happened?
Well, I mean, on TV, you said any contestant who answered all the questions correctly will win a fabulous prize and have a chance to spin the Wheel of Wonderful Stuff.
Right.
Well, since no one else has won it and I'm the last one here, that means I automatically win!
That happens much, much later.
Is the wheel in there? Can I spin it right now?
Oh, no, you just hold on there,
Let me go find my daughter. She's got to see this. Be right back.
No, wait. I was trying to leave. She's gone. Okay, no problem. There's nothing that Mr. Smooth can't handle.
Huggy, did you find anything? Oh, no, someone's coming. Hide!
I'll just tell that woman that the wheel is out of order. Then she'll leave and I'll be home free. Oh, Seymour, you are brilliant. Game show worksheets. Ah! Oh, the people of this city are so gullible. Let's see, Mrs. Botsford, your worksheet says permission, Seymour Orlando Smooth, withdraw, and money. Alone, it means nothing. But when I run my special pen over the rest of the page, everything I wrote in disappearing ink reappears. Now it says, I give my permission to Seymour Orlando Smooth to withdraw all of my money from this bank. Signed, Mrs. Sally Botsford. Oh, Sally. Oh, I just love standing in an empty room explaining my whole plan to myself.
You're not alone anymore!
Bird girl!
Now, Huggy!
Sorry, but thanks for playing. Here's a little parting gift for our contestants.
Yeah! Teeth! So bright!
Bird girl, you've met your match.
What?
Merch! You've met your merch!
Sorry, one more time?
Oh, forget it. Take this.
Ugh, what is this stuff?
Hair gel. Game show host strength.
Ugh.
And now, prepare for... Whoops, wrong lever. This beautiful wheel is made from a titanium alloy and 3-inch thick glass. It's completely soundproof, but that's not all. It also spins at such a high rate of speed that you two will be ridiculously dizzy! By the time you regain your balance, I'll be on the beautiful shores of Puerto Vallarta with a prize package worth over $1 million. Hi!
Hi! Say, have you any idea where the tour might be? I've been looking all over for my... Is that the Wheel of Wonderful Stuff?
You betcha! Say, how about you step on up here and give this wheel a big old spin, huh? You have my permission.
Whoa!
We have to get out of here before the wheel spins and we get really, really dizzy. One of Seymour's diamond rings.
Good thinking, Huggy. Diamonds can cut through almost anything.
Now, are you ready to spin the Wheel of Wonderful Stuff?
Huggy, move it! Oh no, we're too late!
Will the defining duo get dizzified by the dazzle?
No time, she's spinning! Brace yourself!
That's it? That's your spin?
Yep. Porcelain kitty figurines! Come to mama!
Okay, now you can keep the porcelain kitties, or you can spin the wheel again for the chance to win one of the fabulous big prizes, like a fabulous cruise around the world! Or how about a gazillion dollars? Yeah!
I'm gonna keep the kitties!
You serious?
Yes.
Fine, the kitties are yours. And because you've been such an amazing contestant, you have my permission to take a free bonus spin.
Really? More kitties?
Right. No. I mean, this time, the wheel has to go around 10 times for it to count.
Oh, okay.
I won! I won!
What do you mean, you won? I thought I was the contestant.
Yes, yes, of course you are. But for right now, I won! I won! Oh, yes, I won! Quick, girl! You've escaped!
Yep, a couple of minutes ago. We just wanted to see you dance around like a goofball before we took you down.
What's going on?
He tricked you, Mom. Mamma mia, what a trick!
What do you mean?
Smooth here used invisible ink to try to swindle you out of your money. See for yourself.
Hey!
I give my permission to Seymour Orlando Smooth to withdraw all my money from this bank. Signed, Mrs. Sally Botsford!
Permission means for you to allow someone to do something. So he tricked you into giving him permission to steal all the money from your bank account.
That's right! And after I take care of you three, I have to go to the bank to make a few withdrawals.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah? Well, who cares what you think? Hey, yeah!
You think you can trick me, huh? Huggy Fuzzy Lumps, here! Catch!
All right. Why don't I tell you what else you've won? Another trip to the hair salon!
Nope!
Oh, that elastic's tight!
Serves you right, tricking innocent people out of their money!
Not my wheel! Not my wonderful wheel!
Nice job, word girl!
Thanks! Back at you, Mrs. B. Where'd you get a shower cap?
Well, it's been a while since I cleaned out my pocketbook.
Oh.
Say, any chance you could help me find my daughter and her pet monk?
Whoops!
Oh, so long, word girl! Well, there you are! You missed all the excitement.
Oh, I don't know. That tour was pretty exciting.
And so, once again, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face are our grand prize winners, with a little help from contestant Mrs. Sally Botsford. And Mr. Smooth wins himself an all-expense trip to jail. So, kids, get permission from your folks and tune in next time for another amazing adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word crestfallen. Ready to play the bonus round?
Sure am, Mr. Handsome.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for crestfallen.
Give it a shot, Emily.
Crestfallen means to be sad and disappointed. I think it's number two. Huggy definitely looks crestfallen.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. It was the world's biggest bottle of bubbles. Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is drum, because it makes music, and I love music. I listen to blues, rock, jazz, church music, country music, and, well, I guess that's all the music there is.
My favorite word is guitar. It's funny to say. Guitar!
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what jubilant means. That's right. Jubilant means to feel so happy you want to jump up for joy. Congratulations, Huggy. Jubilant.